Thanks for your patience.
Apple Asia is here today not just because they are a great band and old friends and people whose music we really enjoy, but because they are going to be playing tonight in a concert that's going to not only feature them, but also feature a band from China known as the Travelers. Now, we'll tell you more about that band in just a little bit, but it's a very special thing to be able to have this band performing in Pittsburgh. They play traditional as well as modern instruments. It's a contemporary band, though. And we'll talk to you a little bit more about them in a moment. But first, let's make welcome Apple Asia. Apple Asia at the Saturday Light Brigade, and I don't know if the three of you could see the dancing taking place out in the theater outside of our window, but there are kids as young as about 3 up to about 10 that were dancing and clapping and bobbing their heads and enjoying everything you were playing, including some with their faces right up to the glass.
Oh,
that
the music works.
Yeah, how about that?
Move into that Apple Asian groove.
Yes, indeed.
I didn't see dancers. I just saw faces smashed up against the studio window.
Yes,
compressed like bugs on your windshield.
Yeah, I'm very used to that. It's like, wow, look at this. Music comes from people with instruments and hands and mouths. It doesn't just come from like a silver box with earbuds coming out of it. It's Sue, how have you been?
I've been very well.
And tell me what's been new. You guys, I know, are performing in Aspinwall. Is that this weekend?
This weekend we're performing for Calliope Music Series, and that's going to be at the Carnegie Lecture Hall tonight.
Yeah.
I think starting around 7:30. And we're very excited because we're going to see a contemporary group that's like us, but they're from China, where they fuse and are inspired by traditional musics, but yet they introduce rock and jazz, other elements into it. And we, like us, we use traditional instruments, like I'm playing the five-string banjo, Jeff's playing a lap dulcimer, and Mimi's playing an erhu, which is an ancient instrument, but we play modern music with them.
And what was the song you just played? Was that your own?
That was a smash-up of a square dance tune called Spotted Pony with a Chinese tune that was similar called Bird Singing in Mountain.
And who arranged that or figured it out? Was it all three of you? Or
yeah, we do everything together as a group.
Group think.
One of your Apple Asia things.
Yeah. The Chinese tune was actually written in around 1920s by a very famous erhu composer and player, Liu Tianhua. And the original piece is, of course, longer, much longer. We just took two phrases.
Yeah, it sounded fun. It sounded very familiar yet different, which, you know, I was...
That's the idea.
Yeah, it's neat. Well, Sue Powers is the voice you primarily just heard, who's playing banjo clawhammer style. And Mimi Zhang is here. Hello.
Hi.
It's good to see
Larry,
you.
Larry, good to see you too.
And you're playing erhu, the ancient stringed instrument that always needs to be explained for new people who might be tuning in and can't visualize it. Can you describe it?
Yes. This instrument has a stick. I put it on my lap. So the stick is connected to a sound box. The sound box is... Well, I always say, the size of a soup can. Going up and at the upper level, there are two tuning pegs, and the instrument has two strings and a little bridge like the violin. And the bow, unlike the violin, the bow you take off, but this, my bow, is between the strings, so I don't have to take the bow off. It is tuned to D and A, but my bow is only bowing one string at a time.
I didn't realize that the bow is between the strings.
Yes.
Is that always true?
Yeah.
I never noticed that before.
Yeah, it's only the strings are only 1/8 of an inch apart, and the hairs move between that one eighth of inch space.
It's as if the bow is woven within the strings, or
no, it's free between the strings.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just bow one at a time, and double stop is unnatural, so I don't do double stop.
Interesting, and I want to come back to Mimi in a minute to talk about tonight's band, but let me turn to Jeff, and he's playing mountain dulcimer, and you've been well, I hope.
I've been very well, and very busy, and everything's been great.
Great. Jeff, it's hard for me. I have to be careful not to just chat with everybody too much here, because everybody here's a good friend who I've known for a long time, but I also want to be sure you know who they are. As well, Sue, you may know from Devilish Mary, as well as Jeff has played with Devilish Mary. You guys are still getting together every now and then, I hope.
Yes.
Now, Mimi, tonight the Travelers are going to be here, and it might not be a good assumption, but I'm assuming you know the most about them since you're playing a traditional Chinese instrument. Can you tell us about them?
Yes, I actually, to be honest, I don't know much about them, but I have cruised through their YouTube clips and found out that they use horse head fiddle from the Mongolia area. And I also heard that they have a singer who, to me, sings sound like the Tibetan voice.
And they also
use African drums and guitar and, you know, all these modern band instruments.
So this is really a pretty unique opportunity, and you might think that it's impossible to get into, but actually at this time of the year, there's so many fall events and harvest things going on that I understand there are very good seats still available. There really is not a bad seat at all. in Carnegie Lecture Hall. It's about as acoustically perfect a hall as we have here in Pittsburgh. It's one of the best.
I forgot to mention they also do throat singing.
Oh, yeah. When you said Tibet, I was hoping that would be the case. So you'll have a chance to first hear Appalachia at 7:30. And then the travelers will come on afterwards. And you can go to Calliope's website, calliopehouse.org, for more information. I suspect you'll be able to come to the door and get seats if need be, too, at 7:30. But it's a really – it's an important opportunity to try to prove that Pittsburgh can sustain what would be considered by many to be a pretty adventurous program offering. You know, it's not Springsteen tonight. Not that there's anything wrong with Bruce, but it's instead Appalachia and the Travelers.
And there are plenty of opportunities to hear Springsteen.
Yeah.
There aren't very many opportunities to hear some of these groups that come through Pittsburgh. And I think we're very fortunate here that they consider stopping here. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and we're lucky. I mean, to hear musicians from China is really rare. Mm-hmm. So it should be a nice opportunity tonight. And what I'm finding intriguing is it's modern, you know, very contemporary music played on ancient instruments. And now that I know combining Africa as well as Chinese, it should be really neat.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's been another great opportunity for us. We've played several concerts here in Pittsburgh with groups from that part of the world that have a very contemporary spin on traditional music. You know, I think too often what's available as music from all over the world is doesn't necessarily have that contemporary spin to it. So I think when there are young groups traveling around expressing that very current read on extending the tradition, I think it's great to come out and support them. The same way it's a big trend, not a trend, but it's a big thing here in this country now, extending the concept of roots music and taking that to a whole other place and a very personal place for lots of new players.
I don't want to go off topic too much, but do you know the group Tribekistan?
Yes, a friend of mine is in that band.
They're amazing. We have all of their albums, and they just, I figured you would. This is almost more of an off-air question than an on-air question, but it's another example of fusing of different types and cultures of music together.
Absolutely, they touch on lots of different borders. They traverse many different borders.
Well, I think maybe this trend is we're trying to find commonality between cultures and our music, and it's pretty easy to find rather than differences.
I think so, and I think it's also a bit of people either knowingly or possibly even unknowingly or subconsciously craving things that are authentic and different and heartfelt. You know, we've gone through periods where music's been manufactured for consumption rather than crafted for enjoyment or knowledge sharing or cultural sharing. And it's nice to come back to that. Mm-hmm. The pendulum kind of swings back and forth a little bit.
I also want to add that the essential human voice is actually from the deep part of being a human, and it absolutely transcends all the cultural differences.
Boy, that makes me, hearing you say that makes me feel great, because I mentioned off-air and actually on-air earlier this morning. I spent so much time with high school students yesterday and the day before talking about youth journalism. We talked a lot about the importance of voice. You know, there's a reason I prefer radio to other media. Not that there's anything wrong with other media, but the voice is part, you know, pretty essential part of the human being that's involved. Apple Asia is here, and I'm so glad they're here. We'll talk more about their show tonight, but we need to get them to do another song, or we'll run the risk of all of us talking together, which always seems to happen. Mm-hmm. It's 11:32 at SLB.
This next tune is one of our most requested pieces when we perform, and we recorded this on our CD, Puan. This tune is called Eye to Eye. Thank you.
Apple Asia eye to eye. The one, there's so much going on in that song. The lap dulcimer is being played unlike anybody I know that plays lap dulcimer, just in a very almost, well, it is a finger-picking style and so much melody coming from it. And I always, when I close my eyes and listen, the erhu occasionally sounds like a flute to me, like a wind instrument as it's played. Maybe you thought there was a flute playing, but the erhu is a stringed instrument, but it just is capable. An instrument seemingly so simple can make so many different sounds as Mimi plays it. It's just beautiful. And Sue, of course, with banjo adding, there's so much intricacy in that song, simplicity too.
I like to go where no one else is.
Yeah.
I look for the empty space.
Me too. Apple Asia is here. I want to be sure we get into some more music. And I see Mimi has donned a guitar of sorts now on her lap. And what's next?
Yeah, this piece we like to play is called Green Island Serenade. It's from Taiwan, pretty well known, Lü Dao Xiao Yue Qu. It's about love to a girl.
We're just going to make a little adjustment.
Sorry, we throw this to you. We didn't mention the guitar.
Here we go. Oh, I see. Hang on a minute.
Something we've been doing more and more with Apple Asia is doing songs with vocals. We've always done a certain amount of that, and we've been working on some new things, so I think we're going to...
We're going to
share some of these new things with you guys today.
We're just going to make a quick change here to be sure we get the guitar. Just extend that out a little bit, and I'll make sure that gets added in.
And of course, we didn't tell Larry that we were going to do this. So
we just throw this out.
But you see, that's
very good.
That's one of the beautiful things with radio is it's the whole conversational aspect of it.
It's improvisation, too.
And improvisation, absolutely. It's one of the beautiful things.
Andy, I can add it in here. You're fine.
This has a very beautiful melody, but without the Chinese text to it, it didn't seem to make sense, so I'm just going to sing it. Ja lü dao xiang yi zhi chuan zai yue ye li yao ya yao gu niang ya ni ye zai wo di xin hai li piao ya piao水那微风吹开了
That was beautiful and worth the little bit of extra time it took to boot it up. Mimi, you have a beautiful voice. I don't think I've heard you sing.
Thank you.
I think I have, but not very often. What can you tell me a little bit about what that song was about?
It's about love to a girl, also connected to the island of Taiwan, floating in the moonlit night, and his love, he expressed his love to this girl, and why you remain so silent.
When did you come to the United States?
I came to the United States in 1985, but I have never lived in China. I have never lived in Taiwan or China.
Where did you come from?
I was born and raised in Indonesia, and left after high school. I finished high school.
Yeah, and I knew, just so you know, that wasn't meant to be a prejudicial question, because Bibi has participated in some projects we've done with kids as an interview subject for people that have come to the United States from other countries.
Yes.
And I didn't know the year that you came. And Mimi's an architect. Are you still practicing?
I do.
Are you?
Yeah.
You probably never saw. Actually, what a great analogy to what happens here in terms of form and building and creating.
It's all related, and my work in architecture is not much different than how I do music and how I live my life.
It's funny because I say that about engineering. You know, I have an engineering degree, and engineering primarily is problem solving or improvising or innovating or trying to figure out what you can do with what you got. And it's very analogous, you know, these seemingly very different careers come together for a lot of folks. What would you like to do next? I hear Jeff tuning away.
This is another new song for us that I wrote. It comes from a folklore story in my own family. It's about being involved in a newspaper, newsworthy event from the 1790s here in Pittsburgh.
Wow.
There was a woman named Macy Harbison who was, she and two of her children, young infants, were captured by Native Americans coming from Katanning. And she broke away from them and ran back, supposedly down Squaw Run, into the Allegheny River, and one of my relatives picked her up in a boat with a couple of other men and rescued her from the river. But at the time, they weren't sure if she was an enemy or not. They couldn't tell who she was from the river because she had been, you know, wandering for days trying to find her way back, and they weren't sure, and they came and they picked her up, and the story that my great-great-great-uncle tells is that we pulled 1,000 thorns out of her feet. She had no shoes on.
Oh, my gosh.
She, traveling really through what was still wilderness, you know, at that time. And it was a big newspaper story that she got rescued, but, you know, we weren't sure. My great-great-great-uncle didn't get his name in the paper, and this always bothered him.
Well, now he's immortalized in song.
Yeah, but I don't say his name, and it's really, it's about more than that. But that was like I was like, somehow I have to get this story into one of my songs somehow, okay? But it's about other things as well.
Here again is Apple Asia. And after this song, you might want to get a pencil or get ready to jot down. We'll give you information on tonight's concert as well as two other events coming up. Again,
yeah,
Apple Asia.
River. rescued from the river. That's where all the newspapers told. Now we've all come from somewhere else, and we come from far away. And you dance, peaceful grandchildren, dance till so high above our heads and covered us with mud. Into my bump with your thousand thorns, I pulled out of your feet a dance maiden from the shore. Dance and weep no. Still trying to understand my mission in this land. In the beginning, there wasn't a wall, there wasn't a place to stumble and fall. And I think of you when the sparrow calls before the break of day.
Appalachia, gosh, that's perfect. You just listen to everything dance together. How many strings do we have? 3, 6, 11? Am I adding
ten
up right?
Altogether.
10 all together. It's incredible. 10 strings and 3 people and 30 fingers. A few vocal cords. Really, it's to be able to get something so intricate through relative simplicity is amazing. Appalachia tonight is going to be playing at 7:30 at Carnegie Lecture Hall. And then immediately after, a group from China is here in Pittsburgh called The Travelers, and they will be playing contemporary music on traditional and contemporary instruments, including African drums and some Tibetan style singing tonight. And it's presented by Calliope, the Pittsburgh Folk Music Society. Tickets are still available at the door, or at this point, that's probably the easiest way to deal with it. CallioPeHouse.org is the website for more information. If you go to appleasia.com, and that's Apple as in Appalachian, APPAL, Asia as in Asia, ASIA, you can learn more about these folks, including a show in Aspinwall, which I think is next weekend.
Next week, we'll be playing from 12 to 3 on Commercial Avenue, right in the heart of Aspinwall, near where this river rescue happened that I just sang about. And that's going to be an arts market, local artists and craftspeople from around Pittsburgh are going to be in Aspinwall.
And then you're.
And then we also, I have something that I'm involved in that I really think is a great family event. It's called Petastic, and it's at the Center for the Arts on Sunday. So Fall on the Wall in Aspinwall is next Saturday, all right, starting 11 to 4. And Petastic is, get the time right on that.
2 to 4.
Anybody can bring their dog in costume, and it's going to be a big dog party.
That's
and
great.
We're going to parade with the dogs, and we have a band, which is myself playing banjo, John Carson singing, and Jeff Barron playing guitar.
I was going to say our pal Jeff Barron's there, and mm-hmm. we'll try to preview that more next week, too.
If you can, yeah. But the it's all music about dogs, and it ranges from country and traditional Appalachian music to punk rock. We're doing everything, and it's going to be a great event, inclusive of animals and people.
Wonderful. Well,
Center for the Arts.
I'm going to take the opportunity to thank Andy Collier for a great mix this morning, and also to thank George Balderose and our young bagpipers who came in to play this morning. They did a great job. Paul Luke Park, Glenna Van Dyke, and Bud Brizuela. I also want to thank Mark Brown, the Joy Box Express, who transports a piano by bicycle all across the country as he plays. And finally, Susan Klaus for being with us today to talk about the Hydref Fall Festival at the Depreciation Lands Museum. And thank you for being with us. And ask Appalachia if you can play us out. And thank you for being here.
Well, thank you, Larry. It's always great to come and play. You know, I just thought of something else that we need to mention. In January, Appalachia is playing a concert at the Unitarian Church in Shadyside.
Oh, great.
Which is going to be a pretty major concert here in town for us. Just go to our website. It's January 12th. Go to the website. You'll find out about it. Friend us on Facebook. It'll come right to your door.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks to you for being with us this week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. And Appalachia will play us out if you could. Thank you.